I'm gonna fuck two Costa Rican today to show you who fuck who. Motherfucker, piece of shit.
I'm not playing no fucking games, man.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Get my perfect.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Hello.
Yeah, is that Big Fat Charles?
It's Charles.
Hey, big guy, how you doing, fat boy?
See,
you got that vehicle for sale. What can you tell me about the motherfucker?
Got what for sale?
You got some vehicle for sale.
I got a motorcycle for sale.
Yeah, what can you tell me about that motherfucker?
Who is this?
Pierre. Pierre Lavoie. I'm calling from space.
Okay,
I'm on the International Space Station machine.
Oh, well, this motorcycle has got 6,800 miles on it, tires on it.
Okay.
All been right. Ridden very little. It's got a new tire, new battery. It's got windshield. It's got saddlebags.
All right, shut up. Any women?
Everybody.
Any women ride it? Any women?
No.
No? Good.
No.
Good. Good. You don't have a wife? You have a boyfriend or girlfriend or what?
I have a wife.
Oh, she doesn't ride it? She's scared?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, because sometimes they get on it and they have a fucking orgasm, you know?
Whatever.
My wife rode my, I had a Hurricane, you know, motorcycle Hurricane, you know that one? She got on it, and she was driving it real fast. She was going, meh, meh. And she started orgasming and everything, and she lost control, and she went down into the Alabama River. She went off the bridge and everything, off the overpass, off the bridge, and into the Alabama River. She swam to shore and everything. She was fine, but the motorcycle was all fucked up. I never got it back. It got eaten by an alligator. The alligator came up and ate it, and the tire exploded in the alligator's mouth and went like that. And we was watching, me and the cops and the firemen, we were on the bridge looking down, and we saw the gator go for the motorcycle, thank fucking God, because it could have gone for my wife, and she was already swimming. And she was flailing. Usually gators go after, you know, stuff that's flailing in the water. That's why you're not supposed to put dogs in rivers and shit like that too much, because of the fucking gators. But anyway, so we saw the gator swim up, and it opened its mouth real big, and it swallowed the whole motorcycle. And when it bit down, it must have chomped down on, like, the front tire, and it exploded with... And it looked like just like those World War II movies on the History Channel, when a torpedo hits a ship and a big thing of water comes up, you know? It looked just like that. And there was gator flesh everywhere, gator teeth, gator eyes fell, like, right at my feet. Pieces of motorcycle were flying up and everything. The gas tank took off like a rocket. It was like... And it went halfway up in the air and went boom!
Yep.
So nothing like that?
No.
Okay, motherfucker. Sounds good, fucking asshole. When can I come down and look at it, look and touch it?
Well, if you can watch your language, I might sell it to you, but if not, I don't want to talk to you.
I'm sorry, that's the way I talk. From where I live over here, Horse Machine Ranch, you know where that is? That's the way we talk over here, motherfuckers. Not you, not you, motherfucker, them motherfuckers, you know, not you. No, you're a pal, buddy. You're a friend. You're not that word. No way, man. I'll stop the language. Because you got kids around and stuff? Is that why?
No, I just don't like to listen to it.
You don't like to curse either? You go to church, brother? You go to church? I need to go to church. I don't go, but I should. You go to church, motherfucker?
I'll talk to you later.
Oh, you will? You promise? Like, you'll answer and then call? Hey, yo. Probably not.
Hello?
Hey, you got some dog machine?
Pardon?
You got some dog machines?
No.
You got two dog machines, two adult lab mixed dog machines to give away?
What do you mean dog machines?
Well, where I come from, we like say machine for everything, like car machine, TV machine, stuff like that. So dog would be dog machine. That's how we say it here on this show.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm Carlito. Carlito Pierre. Listen, so you have... really? Was it Carlito Pierre or... What part made him hang up? Machine? Really? Machine made him hang up? Fuck. I give a pretty good explanation.
Hello?
Hey, you have lost dog machine?
You what?
You lost a dog machine.
A dog machine?
Yeah, a dog, a 6-pound dog machine, black one. Female. Female dog machine.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Female dog machine, Chihuahua pug, 6-pound female you lost?
Yeah.
Oh, did you find dog machine?
No.
What's the dog machine's name?
Wednesday.
Hang on, let me see if it responds to Wednesday. Wednesday! Hey! Wednesday! Well, she just ran away. I don't think it's the dog. Yeah, okay. Wrong dog. It's not answering to Wednesday. I could try again, but I'm pretty sure. You want me to try again?
Did it have, like, two little buck teeth coming out?
Yep. Wednesday! Okay. She doesn't come out at all. She's just hiding under the futon. I guess it's not Wednesday. All right. Well, good luck to you, buddy.
Okay.
Bye. They told you. You do what they told you.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi. What can I do for you?
You have fish there, right? Fish tanks?
Yes, sir.
All freshwater machines?
Yep.
Do you have a whole wall of fish machines?
We do.
Okay. What time are you open till, and I can go see the fish and touch and kiss them?
Till 6.
Okay, good. Can I bring a baseball bat with me?
I would not recommend it.
Why?
But I would not like the fish tanks to be broken.
Yeah,
if you just want to carry.
Sometimes
you just want to carry.
Sometimes I just swing around the baseball bat blindly.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that too much.
Yeah, I didn't think that was a good idea either. I do that sometimes in stores, but I know sometimes some of the stores have a lot of glass, and I know that section has the fish tanks also. Are they made out of glass or plastic, aluminum?
Yeah.
Are they transparent?
They're glass.
Oh, yeah. I used to work at a place that had transparent aluminum.
It was
actually aluminum that was transparent. It got invented in 1987 by this one fat guy with glasses. He said he came up with it in his manufacturing plant, that it just came to him. He said like that. He said it just came to me, he said. Oh, it's an amazing story. They made a movie about it and everything. It's called The Voyage Home, I think it's called. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now if I can't bring that, can I bring a container of salt?
Depends on what you want to do with it. If you want to sit here and munch while you're looking at the fish, I'm not going to complain. But
well, it's a lot. It's like the whole cooking salt one, you know, what's the one with the when it rains and pours? What's that? Morton's, right? That motherfucker?
Yeah.
The blue one? It's about that size, yeah. They kind of last like a year, you know, usually.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm going to bring some food with me. I'm going to bring some calamari.
Uh-huh.
That I'm frying up over here. And I like to put a little bit of salt on it, so I'm going to bring that whole large container with me just in case.
Okay.
And also, I like to pour it inside things.
Like, I see.
Like other things, just to see how things hold up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's like there's a science project that I can submit in class, and it's to determine how much level of salinity can be in the fresh water for freshwater fish to survive because of all the global warming. The rivers are starting to get more salinity. They got more salt in them. And the fish are moving and migrating. They don't seem to be disappearing. They're just migrating. And at some point, they're going to start bumping into each other, all these other ecosystems. And then, so what's important to find out is how much salt certain species of freshwater fish can take, just to kind of prove. So then what I do is I measure the amount of salt that I'm going to put in. So in this case, this is I believe this is a 20-ounce container of non-iodized table salt. So I'll dump one of these. Do you have angelfish there? Hello? Do you have, hey,
yes, I'm sorry,
motherfucker, do you have angelfish there?
We do. They would like to talk to you about training classes.
How much are the angelfish?
They're $4.67.
Okay, and how many are in the tank?
There's about six.
Oh, which is the biggest one you got there, motherfucker?
They're all around about the same size.
You don't have the really big fish machine?
Nope.
The big clownfish motherfuckers?
Nope.
All right, so there's about six of them. So I'm going to dump the entire container of salt in there, and we'll see how long they survive or if they survive altogether.
I would not recommend you do that.
Well, I have to for the science project.
Then if you would like to purchase them and put them in your own fish tank.
No, I'm going to purchase them, but I'll do them in yours. I'll pay for the ones that die, and the ones that survive, I won't pay for. And I'll do it right there. You have a whole controlled setup right there. That's perfect. Can't you help me out? I'll go there, and then another tank, I'll defecate in it to see what the effect of open sewer is. I'll urinate and defecate in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put the toilet paper and everything in there. You know? And we'll see what happens to those fish. How long they survive, how they act. And we'll compare the two. And another one, I have some ground up Vicodins, and we can put that in there and see what the effect of people flushing their pain medication down the toilet, like, has been happening a lot. They find traces of all these drugs, pharmaceuticals inside the local freshwater, the water sources of major cities. You know?
Hang up.
Don't hang up. You hang up if you have the phone, motherfucker. If you had the phone, hang it up. I command you to hang it up. Hey! Thank you. Hey! Hey! Hello?
Hello? Hi, what can I do for you?
Hey, how are you? Hey!
Good, how are you?
Yay! Yay! Yay!
Is there something I can do for you?
I'm a new customer. I'm looking at booking to have my men pin groomed and masturbated. Okay.
Yeah, no.
No, that was a joke. That was a joke. But seriously, I need to have it groomed. I'm sorry. I have bursitis. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Are you eating something?
So what would you...
What you eating? You eating some Chipotle, big girl?
Are you going to be appropriate and talk to me normally, or...
Okay, I'm sorry. God, I'm just watching the fucking game. It's fucking awesome. This soccer shit. Oh my fucking God, man.
Dude, I don't have time for this.
I love it. This fucking soccer's amazing.
Thank you for calling Pet Bunker Meets Lawn. This is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Hey, big girl. How you doing, Jasmine?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. What you guys doing over there? You guys eating some Chipotle?
No, we're just, you know, doing our jobs.
Oh, you guys
breathing are grooming? And grooming dogs.
You're grooming?
Yes, I am a groomer.
Oh, that's good. That's awesome. Cool. Good deal.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a min pin that I'm looking to get groomed.
Okay.
Jasmine, that's a black person's name, correct?
No, I am actually Arabic.
Oh, okay. You're not a stripper and you have that name?
Huh?
Arabic how? Lebanese? What are you?
Syrian.
Oh, salam alaikum.
Yep.
Motherfucker.
Yep.
Yeah, right. When's your next available machine? Appointment machine?
I don't know. I'd have to look on the books.
Well, go, honey. Go.
Okay, hold on.
Press 5. Transferring to lumber and building materials. Please hold.
Lumber, how can I help you?
Hello?
What's up?
How are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Lumber department, correct? Hello?
To reach a department directly, press 5, or to speak with the operator, press 0. Transferring, please hold.
How may I direct your call?
Hey!
Hi!
How you doing? Yay! Hey, do you guys still have the forklift machines there that go around going meep, meep, like that?
Of course.
Okay, how much to be able to get on one of those motherfuckers? I have a Class D license and everything. I've got the commercial license. I want to get on it like that.
We can't actually allow that unless you're an employee.
Yeah, but you guys leave them like on the side all the time. I can just jump on one of them and start driving it. No one's gonna. It's a big fucking store. Like sometimes I can walk like a third of your fucking store and it's massive and there's no motherfuckers that I bump into at all. Down by the other shit that people don't give a shit about, you know? There's so much fucking shit there.
Well, it's a big store.
Yeah, it's a big fucking ass store, that's for sure. Can you put me through the lighting?
Electrical?
Yeah, sure. Whoever handles the light bulb machines.
Okay, one moment.
Hey! Yeah, I'm being transferred. I'm missing the fucking game, yo. Shit, coño, man. Coño, mierda. It's tied right now, guys. It's tied.
Electrical Frank speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, big fat Frank. How you doing, motherfucker?
Good.
Hey, good. Listen, you guys got all kinds. You have the LED light motherfuckers there? The Philips?
Got what?
You got them LED sons of bitches? The LED fucking Philip light motherfuckers? You know the ones I'm talking about? Come on. Come on. I'll call them back now. I know what the part.
For information on deliveries, press 1. For scheduled installations, press 2. Pro services, press 3. Appliances, press 4. Lumber and building materials, press 5. Flooring, press 6. Hardware and tools, press 7.
Jesus.
For more departments, press 8. For millwork, press 1. Paint, press 2. Plumbing, press 3. Lighting and electrical, press 4.
Fuck.
Transferring
shit.
Lighting and electrical, please hold.
What color in the game is Grease? Are they the blue motherfucker?
Lumber, how can I help you?
Hey, boy, how you doing?
Good, how about you?
How much you got them 2x4s over there? 2x4 motherfuckers.
What kind are you looking for?
The kind of hacksaw Jim Duggan used to use.
Gotcha. 296.
296 for a 2x4? Okay. Is there anything?
Or the one that Jim Duggan uses.
Well, he used a 2x4, right?
Yeah, for that one.
Oh, is there one that's more swingable than that?
Nah, well, that's the best one.
For swinging and stuff like that? There's nothing a little smaller than that?
Now,
could I cut that down in half?
Not on the 2x4.
So what's the 2 in the 2x4? Is that the width?
Yes.
Is it 2 feet by 4 feet? No, it's not. You stupid motherfucker. What is it? 2 inches by 4 feet? Do you not know? Do you seriously
work in laundry? You didn't call me that, right?
Are you seriously like some kid that doesn't know and you're just working there like, oh, I don't know.
Why don't you come in and see?
Listen, motherfucker, don't get fresh with me, all right? I drive a fucking Dodge motherfucking Stratus. I don't know. Who's the pussy now? Yeah. Attention, chat room. In the chat room right now, the first person to pick a number between 1 and 9 gets to help us play Lowe's Department Roulette. And we'll decide which department we call. Looks like 8, Department 8.
For information on deliveries, press 1. For millwork, press 1. Paint, press 2. Plumbing, press 3.
Oh, shit. It has to be 1 through 7. I'll go with George's 4.
Outdoor equipment and furnishings, transferring to lighting and electrical.
Oh,
then
he won't pick up. I don't think he'll pick up.
Electrical, Frank speaking.
Hey, Big Frank. How are you, big guy?
Good, thank you.
Hey, so can I bring a baseball bat with me to check out the bulbs that I need?
Who's calling?
Pierre.
Who's calling?
Pierre Lavoie.
Pierre?
Yeah, Pierre Lavoie. How are you?
What are we looking for?
I'm looking for LED Philips lights and a few fluorescents.
We carry quite a few different LED bulbs.
Do you have the programmable ones? The ones that you can run with your computer that turn different colors and all that?
No, I do not have any programmable.
You don't have any Philips? Do you have any Philips brand, smart light?
No, we do not. We do not carry Philips brand.
Oh, you have bullshit there. Can I bring a baseball bat with me? They put me on hold to hang up every time. The eighth person to choose a number between 1 and 7 will get the choice. Eighth person to choose a number between 1 and 7. Go, go, go. Now everyone's just going to wait for 7. Passed on.
Seen the color of my father's eyes. Yes, I dwell in hell, but it's a hell that I can grip. Try to grip my family, but I slipped to escape from the pain.
All right, Mike Padani has chosen 7 as the 8th valid number in the list. As far as I can,
now I got a name.
As far as I can count.
How can I direct your call?
You can transfer me to the department. I need hardware and tools.
Okay, one moment.
Hurry up. That's her again. You heard her?
From the pain in my home. Hatred passed on.
Hardware tools. This Doug can help you.
Hey, Big Doug. How you doing, Big Fat Doug?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, that's good. Hey, the tools that you got there. Can I, can they be powered up and tested at all, or do you just have, like, models that don't turn on and shit?
Well, I assume you're looking for something corded if you want to power it up,
huh? Of course. Yeah.
Well, we have electricity down here, yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, so I could take it out of the box and use it?
Well, if you want to turn it on, is there a reason? I mean, you just want to make sure it works or
make
what?
Make sure it works, see how the motherfucker handles. Be like, vroom, vroom, you know? I love that stuff. I love using
it.
Yeah, we can test it. Oh, look at that. I'm watching the soccer game. Oh, you won't believe what just happened just right now, motherfucker. Oh, wow. I love this goddamn soccer. Anyway, yeah, so I can test it out. What on your shelves, are they those metal shelves? The metal shelves, you know what I'm saying?
Well, the tool racking is metal, yeah.
Okay, and like the screws are exposed. I'll go ahead and unscrew some of those just to test it out. I'll test out on those screws.
Well, there's a piece of wood that you can put screws in and out of if you want to test something.
Well, I can test it out on the shelves, though, the shelving.
No, we can't take any screws out of our racking. They don't have screws in them. They're used with rivets. They use a rivet with a button that releases it. It doesn't have any screws in our metal racking.
Well, what's a rivet? How do you detach those and attach those?
Well, they have a rivet.
Uh-huh.
They lock into a key-shaped hole, and it snaps locked.
Okay.
So you have to press a button to release it and then slide the racking up.
Oh,
there's no screws in our racking.
It's that easy.
Well, it's not real easy, but you got to pound them out a lot of times, but there's no screws in them.
Oh, okay, but you guys have, like, little sledgehammers there and stuff like that maybe that I could use to do that, right?
No, we can't. Do anything. You can't do any work or touch the metal racking. I have a piece of wood here with different kinds of screws that you can test on, but we can't do anything with the metal racking.
So just the wood. Just wood, then, you're
just
saying.
Just the wood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a electric drills, of course. You have those electric drills there.
I have battery and electric drills, yep.
Okay. Well, is there a power outlet, let's say, in the men's room where I can test it out in there?
No.
Well, what would be the best thing to make, like, a hole, like a glory hole kind of thing? Like, I would say maybe, about 5 inches in circumference, a hole in, like, in the divider of...
Well, you need a 5-inch hole saw to make a 5-inch hole in something.
If it's, say, a wood divider in a bathroom stall or a plastic one in a bathroom stall, to put, like, a 5-inch circumference... hole in the divider so that you can have anonymous sex through it. You think like a 5-inch
hole saw.
5-inch hole saw. Okay. How much do those go for?
Let me go look for you. Just a minute.
Do they come battery powered?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hole saw is $42.47 for a 5-inch.
Does it come battery-powered?
The hole saw is a bit. That isn't battery-powered. You can put it on a cordless drill or a battery-operated drill.
So what?
The hole saw is a bit to drill a hole. It doesn't have any power to it.
Oh,
you have
yeah.
to put it in a powered tool.
Oh, that's how it works, yeah? I'm a computer science major. Thank you. So anyway... The drill, what's the most inexpensive battery-powered drill you got that would put a hole, let's say, in something as strong as a thick plastic motherfucker to put that 5-inch drill bit through?
I have drills from $29 to $300.
So you think
it depends on what voltage you want.
The $29 one, would that take a long time? I have to do it as fast. I'm going to be walking in. It needs to be small enough for me to put, like, let's say... in a coat jacket, and then I'm walking in. I have to do it really fast before someone else either comes in the bathroom or hears it and blocks me in there, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to
help you, and I have other customers here.
Okay.
So is there any more questions I can answer for you?
Yes, but all right, so you say 20, 40-something for the drill bit, and let's say $30 and up for the battery-powered drill. And that should be able to make it so I can put holes in the bathroom walls to have sex with. Like, you can stick your dick in the hole, and the other guy
can... If that's what you want to do.
And the other guy can give you oral sex on the other side. Every time. Put me on a hold and then hang up. All right, start naming a number between 1 and 7. I will be typing poop in the chat room, and the person, the first person after I enter poop in the chat room will be the winner. So go, go, go. And Enigma wins with number 2. Number 2 for Enigma.
Non-delivery. Transferring to installed sales. Please hold.
Installed sales.
Hi, this is Stephanie Nissels. How may I help you?
What department is this, big girl, big Stephanie?
This is installed.
What does that mean?
If you have, like, something that's going to be installed.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Yeah.
Like what? Like an appliance?
Yeah, like a dishwasher, a gas brake. Hello?
Yep. So can I schedule can I schedule that, motherfuckers?
What do you need installed?
I've got several door handles, a new door lock for the front and the back door.
Okay, so you're getting doors installed?
No, just new locks for the rooms and handles for all the rooms and door locks. And I need you to change those all out. And then you guys sell vacuum cleaners there, right?
Yes.
All right, go ahead and put the vacuum cleaner together. And then go ahead and I need you guys to vacuum all the whole house, the basement. And come upstairs, especially the stairs. The carpeted stairs in the front and the back, those need to be I don't think they've been vacuumed at all since we moved in here to this house. So
unfortunately, sir, we don't do that. Only way for us to
do this is install. This is install. People come in and set it up to make it go.
If we're installing it, we don't vacuum your house. If we're only way
it's
that we vacuum,
vacuum
it, if,
it's a vacuum cleaner. What else is it for? What else kind of installation does it go on here other than put it together and use it? You need to get on this. Miss, is there a man I can talk to who understands how to use tools?
1 second, please.
How can I direct your call?
Hello? I was talking to Install. It's gonna hang up, isn't it? This is the hang up song. it's the hang up song. the hang up song. All right, we'll play again, guys.
Home
oh yeah, the flooding hurts this.
Appliances.
Prank caller R says 2. We're calling 2 again.
Press 6. Transferring to installed sales.
Perfect.
Please hold.
I'll talk to her again. No problem. This is fun. Hey, guys, I like this. We've got to find more places with this format.
Stephanie Nissels, how may I help you?
Oh, what happened?
This is Stephanie Nissels.
Yeah. Hey, Big Stephanie, what happened? What's up?
I transferred you to one of my managers.
No, you transferred me to the front desk. The front desk picked up. The front desk picked up. The front desk. She just put me back through to you. She put me back through to you.
Okay, let me go ahead and give you Leonard 1 second, please.
Ooh.
This is Leonard.
Hey, boy. How you doing?
Good.
Is that big, fat Leonard?
This is Leonard.
All right. I was explaining to that Stephanie, whatever her name is. First of all, she's a piece of trash. She didn't know how to transfer me over to you. Or did you not answer the phone? Is it your fault?
Uh, I answered the phone, but there was nobody there when I picked it up.
Then how did I end up getting over to the front desk? What's that about? That doesn't happen. You don't pick up the phone
sir,
and nobody's there.
Sir, when I picked up my phone, there was nobody there.
What was it?
Did
a
you hear me
was
talk?
It a dial tone? Was it a dial tone?
Sir, did you hear me talk?
No. Was it a dial tone?
When I picked up my phone, I was calling hello, hello, hello,
what
and
did
nobody
you hear?
Answered.
What did you hear on the line?
There was nothing on the line.
No
That's
beeping,
why I was calling if anybody was there.
No dial tone, no beeping, no nothing. Because I
No, a dial tone would mean there's nobody there.
Then how would I get through straight to the front desk like that? I didn't talk, I didn't hear anybody except the front desk.
Sir, I'm just telling you, when I picked up my phone, there was nobody there.
Your phone rang? Or did you just pick it up? Do you know that the
sir,
phone...
Sir, my phone rang.
Do you know
I
the phone
rings?
And
there was nobody there.
The phone rings first.
Sir, did you hear me talking to you?
No,
please listen
I said,
to me. Don't yell at me. I'm going to hang up on you if you yell at me.
Don't you dare. Don't you
sir,
dare.
Sir, I answered my phone and there was nobody there. Did you not understand that? Did you hear me when I answered my phone?
I understand you're a liar. Don't yell at me. Don't you yell at me.
Sir, I'm going to hang up on you.
Don't you yell
you
at me.
You cannot talk like that to me.
Don't yell at me. You cannot yell at me. Wow.
Thank you for calling Rose.
And the secret clay wins with a 7.
Okay. For directions to the store, press 1.
We'll be talking
for
to lighting two, again now.
2.
What was his name? Big Frankie?
Transferring to hardware and tools.
Hardware
Please
and
hold.
Tools. No, this is the last guy. This is part of the game, the anti-flooding. You've got to balance.
Hardware tools are stuck.
Hey, I understand now why I can't actually do that. You got a point. About the drill, I understand why I can't actually do that.
Okay.
You know,
can I help you?
Yeah, it'll make too much noise. You know, they're gonna definitely. Do you think it'll make a lot of noise? Right? If I were to do that, does it make a lot of noise? Let's say the $29.
You know what, partner? I don't have time for this. I got a bunch of people here. I'm trying to help.
They told me that you can help me out. You can. The commercial says
you,
that
would
you guys
like,
answer.
Let me transfer
all
you. Let me transfer you to. I'll give you to the store manager.
All the questions. Yeah, the store manager, right? Partner. Listen, this shit is hilarious. All right, we'll play again. Fuck it. Until they tell us that we are banned from calling the store. No one said don't call here anymore yet, so. Partner. All right, go ahead. Choose a number. Go, go, go. Listen, while I'm at it, let me hang that up real quick. You have to be in the IRC chat, and you have to deal with the flooding rules. I think that adds a little twist to it. You know, you got to have that balance. Got to have that balance, man. It's like playing craps. All right, here we go. Go with the number. Number 2.
Thank you for calling Rose.
Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
Almost 4. Number 2, Acres with a 2.
For store, press 1. For store hours, press 2. For information on deliveries, press 1. For scheduled installations, transferring to installed sales.
All right, I'll ask
Please
for the
hold.
Manager again. I'll ask and apologize. Oh, we're not getting an answer. All right, we'll play one more time. Let's get something we haven't done yet. Go, go, go. Numbers, numbers, numbers. George. All right, fine, we'll do 3. Contest over. We'll do 3.
Transferring to Pro Services. Please hold.
Pro Services, hey.
Thank you for calling.
All right, we're done. We're done with this. Thank you for playing. We can see if another Lowe's has that system. Bingo, they do. We're doing three for old George. And we'll play a few more rounds. It seems to be fun. Hey, I'll shoot you. Yo, fuck Department 3. Department 3, it must not be open on Sundays. So if you choose Department 3, your choice will be thrown out. You've been warned. So in that case, go ahead one more time. Choose a number between 1 and 7. Not 3 for us to call. Whoever comes in after I type poop in the IRC chat room will gain the distinction of being the department that we call. A good G-man hitting 3, motherfucker. Department 4 wins, thanks to Green, with 2-3. Congratulations, boy. Take a lap.
Robert, may I help you?
You got to answer that phone, man. Sales, money talks. Money, time is
hey,
money.
Hey, man, I'm not. Well, actually, what happens, I'm talking to someone who's wanting to buy something, but then the phone rings. What can I do for you?
I want
to
buy one, too. I want to buy a washing machine, motherfucker.
Okay.
What do you got over there? You got anything that moves a lot? It's for my wife. She's going to be riding it when I'm not in town.
Okay.
It's got to give her, get her, make her, make her,
I'll be with you in a minute,
it's got to make her come really hard.
That's right.
All
right. What's up? What can I do for you?
Washing machine. What do you got there? Something that'll make my wife come really hard.
One with a bowling ball in it.
Okay. Use what pound bowling ball can I use?
Any one you want. Can all I put right. you on hold while
do,
I help this other customer?
Yours,
are you looking for a specific washing machine?
Yeah, whichever one moves and is there like a cheap, shitty one that moves and rattles a
I'll
lot?
Put it on hold.
Huh? Yeah, fuck this. These are normal, smart-ass, shit-eating motherfucking salesmen. Fuck that guy. Fuck salesmen. Fuck anyone in sales. Fuck you if you sell shit. You're a fucking asshole. Fuck you if you're a lawyer, motherfucker. And fuck you if you're a doctor most of the time, too, motherfucker. All right, we're playing again. Type a number in the IRC chat room. Whoever comes in after the word poop is typed by myself, Carlito, will have the distinction of having that department called in order based on this Lowe's store. Keeping in mind, do not put in number 3 or your answer will not be considered. Go, go, go. And number 1 wins. G-Man with a number 1. See if that department picks up.
Thank you for calling Lowe's. For information on delivery, press 1. Transferring to delivery.
Delivery.
Calling regarding your delivery arrival time for tomorrow, you will receive a call between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. with your 2-hour arrival window. If you are calling regarding any other issue, please hold for the next available agent.
Please hold.
And or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Yeah, I live in the land, huh?
Thank you for calling Lowe's Delivery. My name is Kathy. How can I help you?
Oh, listen to your pretty little voice. Where are you from, DeLand?
No, North Carolina.
South Carolina? And you're down
North
here?
North Carolina.
North Carolina?
I'm in North Carolina.
You're down here with your blonde, pretty little vaginal lips and labia?
No. How can I help you?
I wanted to confirm my motherfucking time tomorrow for the washing machine I'm getting for my wife. She's going to sit on it, and she's going to come and have an orgasm when it's running on the spin cycle.
Sounds like you. It sounds like to me that you're wanting to talk to a supervisor.
Is that what it sounds like, honey baby?
Yes, it does.
All right, Sally, go ahead and put me through.
Are you holding?
Yeah. I'm not stupid. Okay. I'm not stupid.
Yes, sir. This is the name of Lowe's Deliveries. Something I can help you with?
What was your name? I'm happy I'm talking to a man instead of a woman. What was your name?
My name's Neil.
Hey, Big Fat Neil. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. What can I do for you today?
All right, big guy. Where are you from? You from DeLand?
No, sir. I'm in North Carolina.
You're in North Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Doing what, motherfucker?
I'm trying to help you out. Is there anything I can help you
with?
Oh,
you're in a fucking call center and shit?
Yes, sir. I am in the corporate office. Yes, sir.
The corporate fucking office in North Carolina, motherfuckers. No wonder you people talk like you're stupid. No wonder. And you must be a stupid visor.
Is there anything I can help you with today?
Yeah. Do you know why the company's headquarters there is in North Carolina? I know the reason.
Well, it's because this is where the company started out. But is there
anything I can help you with? Because the South lost the war. Because
okay, sir,
the South lost the war, the South lost the war, the South lost the war, give it up. The South lost
the
war.
If there's nothing I can help you out with on a delivery, I'm going to have to disconnect the call. Is there anything with a delivery I can help you with?
Yes, I live on Johnny Marching Come Home Road.
All that aside, is there anything involving a delivery that you need help with?
Yeah,
today?
That's the road that it's being delivered to. You're really... Is there a man I can talk to?
All right, sir. I'm going to have to disconnect the call now.
Do you even know how to use tools? Do you even lift, bro? Well, that place... That option just routes you to their national center. Cool. All right, go. Play. Game number.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
For directions to the store, press 1. For store hours, press 2. To reach a department directly, press 5. Or to speak with the operator, press 0.
And the number 4 wins.
Please hold.
No, I don't want that. Hang on. Took too long.
Thank you for calling Rose.
Hi, this is Robert. May I help you?
Is this the big guy I was talking to before?
No, the big guy left. This is Robert.
Hey, what are you doing, boy?
I was talking to somebody about a washing machine.
Oh, yeah? Washing machine? Where are you from? Are you from DeLand, bro?
No, I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Is that where you're at now? Or are you originally from there? Oh, it's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Listen, I need a good washing machine for my wife. She's going to be riding the washing machine when I'm not in town.
All right.
Yeah, it needs to make her come really good, make her come really hard.
All right.
In the spin cycle. Can I plug those motherfuckers in?
Pardon me?
Can I plug those motherfuckers in over there?
Anytime, yeah.
Okay.
I've got a Samsung plugged in right now.
Is there a way to make it go straight to the spin cycle? Is there a way to take the dial off or some fucking shit like that? Or
actually, there is. Most of these, you can use a diagnostic codes, and you can make it go straight to the spin cycle.
Oh, what's the code?
It varies per machine.
Oh, wow. Can you help me find the fucking code?
I don't know. It depends which one you have.
And my wife will go down there and she'll
I'm
write
gonna
it.
I'm going to have to put you on hold again for a minute because I've got
What do you mean again? What do you mean again, motherfucker? Fuck, it is him. Don't give me a number four again. I'm going to kick your asses, motherfuckers. Give me a number. Go, go, go. Number. Oh, wrong one. Well, five. Five wins. G-Man with a five. I don't think we've talked to Department 5 yet. And for the next one, I'll skip to the second page by hitting 8.
Thank you for calling Lowe's. For information on delivery,
Department 5.
Transferring to lumber and building materials.
Oh, we did talk
Please
to lumber over there
lumber.
In Nevada. All right. This is the Florida lumber.
This is Vale Lumber. Can I help you?
Can I help you? What's going on? What's the beeping? What's the beeping? Oh, shit! I had a great idea about doing this store that we're calling. I actually been there, and I actually bought lumber there right before a hurricane back in 2000. For a hurricane was threatening Central Florida, and this is the one I went to. To buy the lumber for the windows. So naturally, I want to use a baseball bat. Let me try them again.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español.
For information on delivery, transferring to lumber and building materials, please hold.
Listen to this guitar. Yeah, man. Sounds like a fucking synthesizer, bro. Hello?
Dale.
Hey, Dale. Lumber. Hello. Lumber boy.
Yeah.
Hey, boy. Listen, can I, I want to go buy some, not 2x4s. I need some panels, some, I guess, plywood, is it, that you need for the hurricanes?
Well, yeah, you could use it if you wish.
What do I need to get exactly? Just plywood or what, motherfucker?
Personally, I would use OSB, but that's me.
All right, and I'm going to bring a baseball bat with me to test it, just to see how hard I can hit it before it breaks and splinters and all that.
Yeah, sure, you can do that too.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. If they break, the ones that break, I'm not buying because they're faulty.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, and I need you're going to sign a contract. It's going to say Dale on it, and that you guarantee
sure. You
guarantee that there won't be any damage to my house when the hurricane. When a Category 5 hurricane comes through Central Florida, because you're going to swear that the plywood will hold out anything that's going to come through the windows and the doors, and it won't, the house will not be damaged. And so if the house gets damaged, the insurance company is going to come after you.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, what's your Social Security number? I'll put it down here.
1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8.
You fat motherfucker, you. I was there earlier. I saw you, fat motherfucker.
Did you?
Yeah, fat Dale. You're big fat Dale.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't see me, boy.
Yeah, hey, who you calling boy, motherfucker? I'm a grown damn man. I'm a grown man with children, motherfucker.
Yeah, you and your boyfriend probably had a good time doing that.
Fuck
too,
you.
Didn't you.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
You know something? They're going to be having fun when they monitor this phone call. And
oh, my God. They're going to monitor my phone call. Oh, what are they going to do?
Oh, no. I don't care about me or you. I'm just going to give them a good laugh about it.
Are you going to come over? Right? So I can fuck you in the ass? I'm going to pork you. Yeah,
really?
Come
you sound like the type.
Come in front of me, motherfucker, and I'll pork you in the ass. Listen, that's how you're gonna sound. You sound like a big porky pig right now.
Yeah.
That's how you're gonna. That's what you're gonna do when I fuck you. You're gonna be. I command you to hang up.
Do you?
I command you. I order you.
I got a jerk on the phone making a prank phone call.
I heard that. What was that?
That's the second time.
Motherfucker.
He said he saw me here earlier. I'm a fat motherfucker. Oh, he hung up.
No, I didn't, motherfucker. Oh, man. I was still there. I was listening. Yeah, Grease gotta go, motherfucker. Grease, yeah. Grease power. Doing it for Golden Dawn, man. All right, here we go again. Hit me up with a number between 1 and 7. Do not choose 3. We're going to be doing the second page of the phone tree this time. Number is 4. Green with 4. Page 2, number 4. I wonder if we have 4 options on that page.
Thank you for calling.
All of which are American dreams.
All of
which are American dreams. All of which are American dreams.
For millwork, press transferring to lighting and electrical.
Lighting and electrical. Yeah. Our good friends at the other store. We'll do more baseball bats. All right, Akers. I didn't say poop again. Hang on.
Lucker, just Norman.
Hey, big guy. How you doing, big fat Norman?
Here I am.
Yeah, where are you
What's
from?
Up?
Where are you from, DeLand, motherfucker?
No. I'm an Astor boy.
You're a what?
Astor boy. I was up on the river.
Oh, Astor up in the middle. Oh, yeah, up there, motherfucker? Wow, that's far away, damn it.
Well, this gets around.
Oh, shit. What do you drive, a pickup truck, motherfucker? I'll go in there and I'll pork you.
Yeah, it's a pickup truck.
Yeah, you like to do some porking sometimes?
No. I quit that. I got too damn old for it.
Oh, I got you, buddy. Hey, listen, so do you have those LED light motherfuckers?
Yes, I do.
All right, can I bring a baseball bat with me to test them out?
Anything you want, as long as you get away with it.
Yeah, I like to come in, I swing my baseball bat around, and I start hitting all the lamps and the fans.
We got some pretty tough security guards, though.
I'll hit them, too.
Okay, you want to get third strike doesn't count here, though.
Yeah, whatever. I hit them right across. I hit them, like, in the back of the head. I hit them in the back of the knees and the kneecaps. They're like, ooh,
yeah, but,
ooh, ooh.
Yeah, but remember, 3 strikes and you're out, so.
Okay, yeah.
You got 3 of them.
Whatever that's supposed to mean. Do you have ceiling fans set up and running already?
Beg your pardon?
Do you have the ceiling fans already, like, running and hooked up and everything? The model?
Nope. I have a couple of them, but that's all.
All right, so I'm going to swing at those. The ones that are turned on, I'm going to swing at them and hit them.
Okay.
All right. It sounds like a plan, motherfucking asshole motherfucker. Astor motherfucker.
Here I am.
You fat Astor fucking Norman motherfucker, you.
That's me.
Yeah, masturbating.
I'm glad you like me. Appreciate me.
Masturbating while you're eating chicken, driving your fucking pickup truck at Astor.
Now, that's a complete blowout because I'm way too old for that shit anymore.
You're too old to masturbate?
Yep.
When's the last time you had to masturbate?
It's got to be long enough to use it.
Oh, your penis doesn't get hard? You have an erection?
That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe you're. Did you think maybe you're gay? Maybe you could try a man. Maybe that'll help. A little kinky. Maybe you just got. Maybe you just got used to women, and now you need something a little dirty and kinky. You know, men, animals. You could try pedophilia, but that's.
I've had cows and pigs and.
Yeah.
That was in my younger day, though.
You fucked a cow.
Yeah, I've seen some real cows that I got into.
Oh yeah, and a pig, like a female.
Two-legged and four-legged. Yeah.
A female pig too. You fucked a sow.
Yeah.
Okay, very nice. That's nice. All right. What was your favorite?
I think a raccoon was my best.
Oh, wow, that's kinky. All right, yeah, you're fucking crazy. No wonder you get bored with conventional sex and all that. You're fucking raccoon.
Yeah,
shit. Yeah, you could get rabies from that. You got to be careful. Don't promise me you won't do that again anymore, okay?
Well, I just do the right end. I'm all right. If I get the wrong end, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Hey, you, did you try a fleshlight? I'll get you a fleshlight. You know what that is?
Yeah?
It's like a pocket pussy, it's like the size of a big flashlight. And it has a rubber pussy in there, and you can stick your dick in it and jack off in it and cum in it and everything. Like a girl. Feels like a girl. It's good. They got a mouth. They got a pussy. They got a mouth. They got an ass one. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, they got an Asian one that goes sideways.
I haven't been in one of those stores in years.
Yeah, well, I'll get it for you. Don't worry. I'll get it for you. I'll surprise you.
All right.
I'll surprise you. I'll get you the either the pussy, the mouse, or the ass. It'll be a surprise, all right?
Okay.
I'll pick you up a bottle of lube. You want to use a bottle of lube, too, just to get it nice and wet, you know? Yeah.
Bring it on up.
All right, buddy. All right, Bubba. I'll see you there later, man.
All right.
All right. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. It did sound like Jonathan. Is that John? Maybe it was Jonathan. Hey, Carlito. Jonathan works at Lowe's now. No wonder he was so happy sounding. Like nothing got to him. He's like, oh, it's Carlito. Hey, man, I'm so happy. Come on. All right, choose a number, motherfuckers, for page 2. I will type poop. Choose a number, yeah. One through 7. Akers wins with 2, motherfucker. See what 2 is.
Thank you for calling Lowe's. Para instrucciones. For information. For millwork. Transferring to paint. Please hold.
Paint. It's a new one. Paint, guys. Yay, new department.
Customer service. Hello. Who is this?
Hi, I need paint.
Sorry?
Paint. One paint.
Hey,
boy.
Yeah. Change the drinks.
Jesus Christ. I'm watching that soccer, man. It's so exciting.
Oh, I'm telling you, isn't it?
I love this fucking shit, man. It's fucking amazing. Right now, 2 of these motherfuckers are tied up.
I never got into it much, but I'm sure it's great.
They're an extra time, motherfucker. Listen, you guys got paint? I need to make an order. One paint?
Now, hang on just a second.
One paint.
Okay. I gotta get some paper and stuff. I was talking to a customer.
Oh, what are you talking about? Fornicating?
No, we weren't doing that.
Okay,
there's the paper, here's the pen. Okay. Alright, fire away, what would you like?
Yeah, I need one paint. All right, I need another paint.
Paint?
Yeah, one paint.
Yeah, what kind of paint?
With color?
Yeah, I need to know what kind of paint you're using and what color and all that other stuff.
Six spaces of paint. Any clear? Prussian
black. The flag up.
Oh, shit. Prussian black?
Hello? Yeah, all right.
You got Prussian black?
I don't know that. I'd have to look all this stuff up that you're telling me.
Look for orange crush. Sour diesel.
Trying to ride that line.
I'm trying to think what other ones I got. Oh, man, I don't even remember. Romulan. Alaskan Thunderfuck. White Widow. Yeah, Alaskan Thunderfuck. Probably not the best idea. Whoops. Damn, I had him. I had him, too. I had him with the weird ones. We'll do that later. We get pain again. We'll just start giving out marijuana strain names. White Ocean Froth. Durban Poison. Pineapple Chunk. Orange Green. Urine Yellow. Those are not weed strains, guys, but funny. White Widow. Oh, shit. You guys crack me up, man. And now I'm finally watching the green. I forgot. I was going just to the main ESPN page, and you can log in there and watch it, but it only pays for like 5 minutes, and then it goes away. You have to go on to the actual Watch ESPN site. There I am now. Now I'm seeing Pustis Mal. Oh, hey. We got to go fucking Greek restaurants, man. Yeah, and I'll say I'm from Costa Rica. Fuck, yeah, you know they're watching the motherfucker right now. Shit. Hang on. Let's call some Greek restaurants in Orlando. Taverna Opa, I know exactly where this is.
Thank you for calling Taverna Opa Orlando. Please press 1 for preferred seating. Please press 2 for group sales. Please note group sales hours.
Please hold a moment.
Thank you for calling Taverna Opa. How can I help you?
Hey, are you guys watching the game?
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah, it's Ty. I'm from Costa Rica. You guys are going to lose, motherfucker. Malacca.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Pustis Malacca gonna lose. Yeah. Malacca.
Who is this?
My name is Pierre Lavoie. I'm from Costa Rica. You motherfuckers are gonna lose. Pustis Malacca gonna lose. They play like caca.
Nah, you'll see. We're gonna win. No worries.
Yeah, bullshit. Look at this motherfucker. He's gonna kick him right in the balls right now, I hope. This fucking animal. Greek fucking animal, Greek monkey. He's gonna kick the Greek monkey right in the balls and kick him out. He's gonna break his balls and break his ankle.
All right, have a good one.
All right, motherfucker. There we go. I my aim should be to be on the line right when they get scored against. I'm actually supporting Greece in this game, but fuck it. Shit, if Greece went, because good luck trying to find a Costa Rican restaurant. We could try that. Let's look for Costa Rican restaurants. Is there one in Orlando? We'll find out.
Your call is important to us. We'll be right with you.
Thank you for calling to Taverna Opa. How can I help you?
Hey, you watching the game over there?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, you motherfuckers are going to lose. You piece of shit. Greece team, Greek team's a piece of crap.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a piece of shit team.
Okay.
And the Greek monkey animal's gonna lose. You're gonna get.
Have a great day, sir. Bye bye.
Gonna make him fuck him in the ass. Yeah. I wonder if they're actually Greek, all of them. I think most of the people, from my experience in that restaurant, it's mostly Americans that work in there.
Thank you for calling Olympia. This is your
guest. Hey, you watching the game?
Hello?
You watching the game?
No, I'm not watching the game. I'm at work.
Well, you don't have the game on there for me to come down there and watch Greece get beat by the real man, the Greece monkeys get loose in the fucking game?
Really?
Yeah. The Malacca lose. Malacca losing. Yay. Fucking Greek Malacca losing. Hello? Hello, honey baby. Hey, bitch. All right. Got to find a place where they're going to get mad that I'm interrupting it, because it's tied in extra time. It's quite the tensus right now. Here's the Greek Tavern. This place breaks plates when they have wedding celebrations and stuff. So I've heard.
Hello, thank you for calling the Greek Flame System.
Hey, you got the game on over there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the monkeys are going to lose, right?
I guess so, I hope so.
Yeah, the monkeys, the Costa Rican monkeys.
Yeah. I hope so.
They're a bunch of animals. They're disgusting people.
Okay.
What are they talking about over there? What's going on?
Nothing. We just watching the game.
Oh, yeah? That's good. Yeah, can I break some plates over there? Can I go over there and break some plates?
No, we're not breaking the plates, sir.
Oh, okay. Can I break my plates when I'm done?
You can, I believe so.
Can I make an order?
I do want to go.
Yeah, one Malacca.
No, yeah. We don't sell Malacca.
Yeah. Do you have a nice boy over there to do Malacca for me?
We don't have it.
Do you have your little boys over there that do Malacca and I can watch? Motherfucking piece of shit, fucking Grease, motherfucking gonna lose, motherfucker.
Okay, sir, what would you like to order?
Yeah, one pusties.
I'm sorry?
One pusties?
We don't sell pussy, we don't sell Malacca, sir.
Well, then you can't help me, asshole!
Hello?
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, I need to make an order. One Malacca?
We don't have any Malaccas, but I think the Malacca who's calling is a Malacca.
One pusties mother? One your pusties mother?
You must have all of those, because we don't sell those here.
How many fathers do you have?
Fuck you.
How many fathers? Fuck you. Yeah. Fucking Greeks watching a fucking game. Yeah, you know what I should do? Call one of these Greek restaurants and to see, but none of them are like, none of them have a corporate office. But I could call them and have them throw the circuit breakers. Right in the middle of the fucking game. And God willing, they lose it during that time.
Greek Corner, this is Kevin. Can I help you?
You guys got the game on over there. Yeah.
We don't have a TV over here.
You stupid motherfucker.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, Malacca, bitch. What am I going to do? Then we got the game. Asshole can't hang up. He's still stuck on the line. Hang up on. No answer there. Here's Nick's family diner. Nick is a Greek, and he has a Greek restaurant. Nico!
We've reached Nick's Family Diner. We're open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. We hope to see you here.
Oh, they're closed, motherfucker. The last one is Zorba's Greek Taverna. Yeah. Hey, motherfucker, how are you? Hey.
Yeah, what's up, you?
Yeah, you got the game on?
Huh?
Can I watch the game over there?
Well, I don't know. Who is this?
I'm Gus.
I don't know.
What do you mean? Do you have the game on over there?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, are you watching or no?
No, I'm not.
Oh, how many fathers do you have?
How many what?
Fathers.
Fathers?
Yeah.
Five.
Are you a Malacca?
Uh-huh.
You're Malacca? Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay, can I make an order?
Yeah, let me think about it. Yeah, go ahead.
One pustis?
All right.
One Malacca? She's like, let me think about it. Oh, yeah, I want money. Motherfucker. Watch the game for a little bit here. Setting it up, motherfucker. And they're kicking the ball, and Malacca is kicking the ball to Pustis. Pustis passes it to Gus. Gus kicks it out of bounds. Wrong. Malacca passes to Pustis. That's right. Masturbator passes to faggot. That's what I just said, basically. Literal translation. I hate to say the F word, but that's what Pustis means.
Thank you for calling Coast Restaurant Bar. This is Whitney.
Hey, baby. How are you?
Good, honey. Who's this?
Oh, hey, honey, baby. This is Gus.
Hey, Gus, what's going on?
God, you sound so fucking hot right now. I got fucking hard to listening to you.
Oh, my God. I don't know who you are, I don't think.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were someone I know. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. Are you guys playing the game over there?
The soccer game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. I need you guys to do a test with the breakers.
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
I'm calling from the corporate office. We need you guys to check the breakers to make sure the generator kicks in. We do this on Sundays. It's the slowest day of the week.
Hang on 1 second.
All right, honey, baby.
Hi, this is Trisha. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Trisha. I'm calling from United Power Machines. We just need you to test the breakers to make sure the generator kicks on. We do this on Sundays, the last Sunday of the month, since it's usually the slowest day for business. It just takes about you just turn the breakers off and back on, and we make sure that the generator kicks in.
I would have no idea how to do that.
You don't lose power. Do you know where the big switch is? The big switches are
no.
For the lights?
What do you I mean? Can give you to somebody in the kitchen.
Okay.
See if they can help you. Hold on.
Okay.
Eleni? Somebody wants me to flip the breaker. Do they call every Sunday night, once a month, to flip the breaker? What's up? Some power company, they want me to flip the breaker. I've never heard of that. What do you mean, flip the breaker? He says they call once a month. on the last Sunday of the month to flip the breaker to test the power.
No, nothing, motherfucker.
Hey,
you do it right now.
No, we're not. I'm sorry.
I command you to do it.
Sorry, we're not. Goodbye.
Bitch. I need to grab something to munch on, and I need to refill my water. So, listen to a prank call here, a few prank calls, while I take a break, and I'll be right back. Yay!
Right after this.
Hey, woman, is there a man I can speak to?
Excuse me?
Are there any men that work there?
No, for who you want to speak?
I want to know if you have a certain product, but I think only maybe, you know, are you reliable? Like, you know how, where to find stuff there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right. She's looking for it already.
Hello?
Yeah, is this a man?
Excuse me?
Is this a man?
Yes, it is.
Because I don't like speaking to women on the phone. My wife doesn't allow me to.
Okay.
Okay, what's the largest quantity you have of, like, gin?
Of gin?
Yeah, the largest, and what's the brand name?
I got, like the largest size?
Yeah, of gin.
I got just Seagram's gin, half a gallon.
Half a gallon of it? How much does that go for?
I'll tell you right now. Oh, I got Bombay Sapphire, too, half a gallon.
Yeah?
How much do you want to spend on it?
Well, you know, what do you got? What do you need? I got some bread. You want some bread?
Seagram's is how much? $29.99 for the Seagram's.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to tell you how much the other one is now.
Uh-huh.
Bombay, how much? $54.99 for the Bombay.
I'll take that Bombay. I'm going to break you off like 50, all right?
Go back.
Hey, let me break you off. Let me break you off a clean 50. I'm going to go to the ATM, get out 40, and then my old girl's got 10.
Excuse me?
I'm going to go to the ATM, pick out 40, and then
okay.
my old girl has 10. Let me hook that up with 50. Well, you know.
No, there's tax included.
All right, I got the tax, too. I got some change.
It's $54.99 plus tax.
Well, let's do 50 plus tax. Come on.
No. And that's the dry gin, and the sapphire is $59.99 plus tax.
Oh, I'll take the dry gin. Come on, hook me up with 50. Come on.
$54.99.
All right, what about the two Seagrams?
No, go the other one.
Hey.
Why?
What about the two Seagrams?
What do you mean, A?
Well, I'm trying to get your attention because I'm talking to you and you're not listening to me.
Okay.
How do you get
don't beam at me.
Listen. How do you... What about the two Seagrams?
What about Seagrams?
How about two Seagrams? Get for 50.
Two Seagrams. No, there's tax.
Okay, How about a big Seagram's and you got like a medium Seagram's?
Yeah, I got a medium Seagram's. There's still tax.
Listen, I want as much gin as I can get with $50. So you got to make a combination. Figure out I'm going to write a check for $50 exactly.
No, we don't take checks. Are you insane?
Well, then I got to go to the ATM.
Then go to the, are you, what, yes, go to the ATM, do whatever you have to do.
But why? They charge me.
We don't take checks, and they were charging tax, and there's no, and we don't take checks.
They charge
a, do what you got to do.
They charge a fee. Help me out. I want to make it even 50.
No, I'm helping you. I'm telling you, go to the ATM, take out the money.
Okay, I'm going to get 50 cash, all right?
And what do you want me to do with that?
Well, let's make a combination to get the maximum amount of gin.
If you want that, I can get you, how much is that half a gallon of Seagram's gin? Yeah. $32.65.
All right.
And look, what's, at a fifth of Seagram's gin.
How much is that?
Give me 1 second.
Uh-huh.
Add it together. How much is both of them? Both of them together. It's 20 what? No, forget. You don't have enough. You got $50. You can get a half a gallon. That's it.
What's the next smallest one then? What you got? You got you got a pint?
You know what? I got a pint for $10.99. You get a half a gallon, you get a pint.
For $10.99? All right, what's...
$10.99 plus tax. No check, cash, or credit cards included. That's it. Cash or credit cards.
No cash.
I said cash and credit cards. No checks.
All right, so that's for... How much is the tax then? Like, ring it up. Ring it up real quick, and then print the receipt, and I'll come in and I'll pay that exactly to the penny.
A half gallon of Seagram's gin and a pint of Seagram's gin. Ring it up. Let me know how much it is. $44.20.
All right, and then how much is the cigarettes?
There's no cigarettes here.
Oh, what about, you got, like, small airplane bottles of Bacardi?
Yes, I got small airplane bottles of Bacardi.
All right, well, how much do those go?
How much is, cuánto vale los nips de Bacardi? $175.
All right, so add, like, how many plus I can get for 50 even? Like, how many, like, one or two, you think?
What was his total right there?
$43.64.
No, what was the total right now? $44.20.
Uh-huh.
I got, yo le voy a dar ahora. $44.20, right? And
yeah.
Two nips, $1.75 each. That's $3.25. You can get two of them.
You're going to hook me up with two? All right.
All right, but get two of them.
What about the taxes, though?
There's tax on that, too.
Well, can you get the tax for me? It's just a little bit of tax,
$47.70?
Right?
All right, how much is it with three? $49.45.
All right, so
half a gallon, the pint, and three little ones.
All right, so I got 55. I got 55 cents.
You got 55 cents for yourself.
You got candy or what you got?
What?
You got some candy? Where can I put it?
No. It's a liquor store.
Yeah, but I got a check for $50, so.
Come on. You know what? Forget it. You want the delivery, yes or no?
Well, how much is delivery? 55 cents?
Do you want the delivery, yes or no?
Yeah, but, I mean, is it 55 cents for delivery?
It's free.
Oh, but I'll tip them 55 cents, right?
I don't care what you give them for a tip. That's up to you. I really don't give a shit. Do you want the delivery?
Hey, wait a minute, buddy. What'd you say?
You want the delivery, yes or no?
No, you said a bad word.
Yes, I don't give a shit.
You know what? Fuck you, you fucking monkey asshole. You son of a bitch.
He's a dick. I want to take the fucking delivery.
Yeah, okay. You going to do delivery?
Fuck you. Listen, I don't got time for you.
It's 1600
asshole,
Pennsylvania.
Bye.
That was worth it.
About 10 minutes ago. Guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yeah, he's a long way of Pemba, Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
All right, I'm back. Score is still tied 1-1. That last prank call I did right before I left, the one about the breakers at the Greek restaurant, that went out to G-Man666. He sent that number in. Thank you.
Cafe.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Are you guys watching the game?
Yes, we are.
Mm. Yeah, it was a good game. I think we're going to beat these monkeys, huh?
Yeah, the Greeks.
Yeah, I think the monkeys are going to get beat finally. It's coming pretty soon, the monkeys are going to lose, you know? The monkey people. What? Monkey people team.
I'm not sure.
What do you mean?
Are you talking about Costa Rica?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah, don't you think they're like monkeys?
I don't know.
They look like monkeys. They got monkey names. Hmm. Yeah.
How can I help you?
Is there a man I could talk to about soccer, about football?
Yeah, one moment.
Okay.
This is Dustin. How may I help you?
Hey, Yasu. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, are you Greek?
I am not.
I thought this was a Greek restaurant.
Yes.
Who's Greek over there?
The owner.
And put him on?
She's not here right now.
What's she doing? Is she fornicating?
She's off today.
She's probably fucking, right? Like saying this monkey people. No, she's like, it depends. It's okay to call Costa Ricans monkeys, I guess. That last one went out too. Who was it? Acres. That was Acres' number. Hey.
Hi.
You guys have the game on?
Soccer game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a Greek place, right?
Yeah.
Hmm. Are you Greek?
I'm not.
Oh, who's Greek over there?
My boss.
Oh, come put him on.
He is not here at the moment.
What's he doing? Fornicating?
No, can I ask who's calling?
This is Gus.
Oh. He is up in Old Town for the night.
Oh, is he fucking his wife? Porking his wife?
Is he what?
Is he porking his wife?
No.
Okay. Okay. I was just curious. All right, well, thank you then. You can't help me. You're pretty much useless.
Okay,
Oh,
you don't have to ask me those kinds of questions. It's very inappropriate,
I'm sorry.
Actually.
Yeah, well, I am calling from United Power Machines. He wanted me to call. It's the last Sunday of the month, so we need to check your generator. Who can switch the breakers off for 5 seconds and back on?
Just 1 second.
Okay. Not getting an answer, so I hang up. That one was G-Man 666's. Let's play the Lowe's game again, hey? Yeah. Back to the Lowe's in Florida. Here we go. Everyone, type a number in between 1 and 7. Please. In the chat room, type a number between 1 and 7. The one that comes in after I type poop will be the winner. I did the wrong one again. Yeah. One. One is the winner. One. Yay!
For millwork, let's transferring to millwork. Please hold.
Millwork.
Millwork, Dennis, let me help you.
Oh, millwork.
Hello?
This is millwork?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I need some cider.
Okay. Siding?
Cider. I need to make some cider.
Okay, I think you have the wrong number.
Millwork, right?
Right.
I need to make some cider.
Okay, tell me how to make it.
Your millwork is supposed to tell me. The commercial says never stop improving. Yeah, you guys always show. Answer all the questions on the phone or in person.
Yeah. And you want to know how to make some cider. Apple cider?
Any cider.
I don't know. What got else? Me.
What else can you make in a mill? Flour?
Yeah, there you go.
What else? Coffee? Is there a coffee mill? No.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so
what
either.
What else can you mill?
I don't know.
Oh, so good.
Okay, I gotta get going. That way I can help.
Yeah, what's your favorite Dorito? Nacho cheese or Cool Ranch?
Neither.
What do you like? Which one?
Taco.
Oh, God. Taco's good, right? It tastes just it tastes just like meat,
it
motherfucker.
Don't make it anymore.
It tastes just like meat, motherfucker. The Hang Up Song. That was stupid. Let's not do that again. All right, let me find somewhere to go. I never really pranked Miami. Looks like the game is over. What happened? What did I miss? There's people sitting down. I don't see a score. What's going on? I don't know what's happening. I saw the coach walk in, and I see people sitting down. Are they going into the penalty phase? They're all huddled, I think so. Penalty kicks, motherfucker. Yeah. We got to call that first Greek restaurant back. That was the guy that was like, we'll see, we'll see. Give me call. That was Taverna Opa. That's the one over there on International Drive. The big tourism area. This place is fucking awesome, though. It's a good restaurant. So how does this work? Come on, I'm American. I don't really know. They take five shots of the ball. They hit the ball five times. That's just what I got to be asking the guy. I should distract them from being able to watch this. Yay! What are you?
Thank you for calling Taverna Opa Orlando.
Taverna Opa.
Hey, you guys watching the game?
Yes. We are.
Are you Greek?
No, actually, what? I'm from Costa Rica.
Oh, you're Costa Rican?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're about to beat these monkeys, you know?
Are you Greek?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're about to...
Oh, so you're enjoying the game right now, or...?
I am. We're about to beat these monkeys and go to hell. The monkeys are going to go to hell. They're going to lose.
Who's the monkeys?
My name is Gus.
Okay.
What's your name, Nick?
I think, actually, you reached the wrong number.
This is Greek to Opa Taverna. Opa.
No, actually, it's a personal number that you're calling.
You piece of shit, motherfucker, Malacca.
You know Malacca, so...
Uh-huh, I know your mother, too.
Good for you.
I know your mother, yeah, and I know your pusties. She told me, your mother told me.
Good for you.
Yeah, how many fathers do you have? Hello? You hear them saying Opa in the background. Opa! Fuck you. The guy was Greek. He's not Costa Rican. He's a Greek. I'll call back. See if someone else picks up.
Fruit sales hours are...
Please hold a moment. Your call is important. We'll be right with you.
It is an even contest.
Wow. Serious deja vu right now. Wicked. Just hit me. Like, for some reason, I remember thinking I've had a dream where I was doing a show and I was prank calling a Greek restaurant and I was patching in the audio of the of a World Cup game with Greece in it. I could swear I've had that in a dream before. I swear to God, that's what it seemed like. That shit creeps you out. There's a Costa Rican girl crying in the crowd already. Boo hoo hoo! We haven't lost yet, and I'm sad. Boo hoo! I hope they lose, and they show her in the end. All right, let's pay attention to this.
Rican players have had a practice.
Mr. Umania from Costa Rica, the monkey, getting ready to go. He's a light-skinned gentleman. Dark features, of course.
Destiny at his feet. We're in his hands.
He scrubs the ground. He's running. He kicks. And it is good. It's over.
The great adventure continues.
Fuck. So close, Greece. So close. Costa Rica! Well, that does that. All right, back to Rage Against the Machine. Let's call back that Greek tavern and tell them how they're motherfuckers.
Greek Flame.
Yeah, you fuckers lost. You lost. You lose, motherfucker. You lose, motherfucker.
Let me tell you what.
Yeah.
What did you go and fuck yourself, okay?
Piece of shit, Greek. Piece of shit.
I'm a piece of shit. You're a motherfucker, fucking idiot. That's
you're Malacca. You're Malacca fucking.
I'm Malacca. If I have you in front of me, I'll show you who's Malacca.
Yeah.
Stupid idiot.
I fuck your mom
in stupid
front of
idiot.
Me. Yeah, piece of
okay?
shit.
Okay? You fucking stupid motherfucker. That's what you are. And you know what? I fuck your mom, your dad, your whoever, your fucking family, motherfucker.
Fuck you. I'm Costa Rican and I'm better than you.
You know what? Fuck Costa Rica. All for Costa Rica. I will fuck Costa Rica today. I'm going to fuck two Costa Ricans today to show you who fuck who. Motherfucker, piece of shit.
Yeah, we fucked you. Yay.
You fucked you.
We fucked Greece. Costa Rica.
Yeah, you fucked yourself, you motherfucker.
We fucked
you. You.
I'm going to call the police.
Okay, hey, police is coming, don't worry. Okay.
Oh,
tell you what, fuck you, you, your family, all Costa Rica, and plus all your fucking country, whatever you have left, bitch.
I lose.
That's what you are, you fucking bitch. Okay?
Loser.
I'm a loser?
Yeah.
I'm a loser, I'm a fucking loser, not because I fuck you anytime I want, bitch.
Yeah, but you still suck at football.
You suck my dick, that's what you do. Okay?
Pusties.
You understand that?
You pusties.
Yeah, pusty, put your my dick in your ass, you pusty.
Yeah, you want it because you're pusties.
Okay. You track the number?
Listen.
Okay, we got the number. You know what? I'm gonna call the fucking cops, or I'm gonna call my friend Mafia, gonna come and kick your ass up there.
Yeah, fuck you.
Get you fucking pieces, bitch.
Fuck
I'm gonna cut you pieces from your dick up to your fucking head, because that's where you deserve to be.
wait. You have your balls, wait.
Okay, come so I can fuck your friend. I'll fuck your friend
okay,
for you.
You fuck my friend? You yeah. a motherfucker piece of shit, lose no number
have,
because if you don't lose
I
the number,
have,
I'm gonna call my friends now. Fuck you.
I have bigger dick because I'm from Costa Rica. Yeah. Wow. He is very mad. Good timing on that, huh? Shit. Oh, man. Oh, shit. Oh, my God, that was funny. Oh, man. That was a fucking epic argument, man. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, right.
Piece of shit. These are the sounds of that old man really mad that he lost.
Carlos Orisa 3, Titania. Welcome to Titania Hotel. For English, please press 8.
Hey, are you Greek?
Yes, please.
Okay, you guys lost the game. You lost the football.
Can I help you, sir?
You lost football game. I'm from Costa Rica, and you lost football game. It's funny.
So you have called a hotel.
Yeah.
Can I help you with something?
Yeah, you're Greek, and you lost football game. You're funny. It's funny that you lost a football game.
I'm glad you're happy, sir.
I'm happy because Greek is a piece of shit. He didn't really care. I think he's a poosties himself. That's why he didn't care. He's like, I don't like football. I'm a poosties. I like how that Greek guy, he totally played into my hand. His daughter was there, like, the girl was like, don't hang up. He's like, fuck that. Fuck this guy. He's Costa Rican. Fuck him.
That's Matthew.
Hey, how are you?
How are you, sir?
Oh, good. Were you watching the game?
What kind of game?
The football game.
No, I'm sorry, no.
Oh, you're Greek, right?
No, I'm not Greek, yeah.
Where are you from?
Why'd you ask me?
Because you lose. You lost the game. You stupid Greek people lost the game.
No, I'm going to ask you. Who is this?
Oh, my name is Pustis Malaka.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know.
I'm from Costa Rica. I fuck you.
I'm fuck me?
I fuck you. I fuck you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
That was another Florida one. I was like, ho, 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 ho. Hello? Hey, motherfucker!
Thank you for calling Saverna.
Please hold a moment. Your call is important to us.
Saverna,
hey, you guys lost, you monkey. You Greek lose. Greek loss, monkey. Look at you celebrating Greek loss. They're singing and dancing over there. They're so stupid. Maybe they're watching it on tape delay. They didn't know. I just spoiled it for them. No! Man, I don't think you can get any... I don't think you can get any better than that shit that we just fucking did with that old guy, man. I can't wait to hear that shit again because he just fucking... Woo! Flew off the fucking rails, man. Anyway. Well, it's 7 o'clock. I've been on for, like, what, 3 hours now? Let me see. Let me look at the timer. 2.5. About 2.5 hours. I don't know. Maybe I'm done. Okay, I am done. Yeah, I am done. Bye. Bye!